Jesus' name, dear Christian friends, and especially you, Jesse, who today are confirming your faith and vowing lifelong faithfulness to Jesus and his holy word. You weren't expecting your confirmation service to be held here. You were expecting to participate in the service in Mankato at Emmanuel Lutheran with your fellow 8th grade classmates, some of whom, as I understand, you had been attending school with since you were in kindergarten. As it turns out, it didn't happen. And so you and your family, due to unforeseen circumstances, were unable to travel to Mankato for that service in April, as much as I'm sure you would have enjoyed that, looking forward to it. There's a Bible verse that comes to mind in this regard. It applies to all of our lives as Christians. It's in Proverbs. In his heart a man plans his course, but the Lord determines his path. It's Proverbs 16, verse 9. So yeah, we may make plans to do things, to go places, to accomplish different goals in our lives, but in the final analysis, everything depends, doesn't it, on our Heavenly Father orchestrating the details. And so it was that his plan for you, Jesse, to be here today to be confirmed at St. Paul. And we're very glad for this opportunity to lay some heavenly truths upon your heart based upon the Bible verse that you picked out from Holy Scripture as your confirmation verse, James 4, verse 6. But he gives more grace. Therefore, he says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. As we give attention to this verse, may you be encouraged. May we all be encouraged as God's children in Christ to run our race through God's good grace. Because everything depends on the grace of God when it comes to our entering upon the race of faith and when it comes to running that race well, crossing finally the finish line and obtaining the promised prize. So first, let's consider how everything depends on God's grace when it comes to entering the race of Christian faith. By the way, that word grace, what does that mean? Grace is the love of God undeserved for poor sinners. And it was that undeserved love, that grace, which moved the Lord to do what was necessary to save us poor sinners. We were all lost in the dark forest of sin. We were like forlorn and hapless sheep who had wandered far from the safety of Jesus' sheepfold. And we couldn't do anything to change our lost condition. We could not make ourselves right with God by our own doings. We could not atone for even a single misstep against God's holy commandments, and we certainly could not pay the penalty price we deserve from our God, death, for our sinfulness. But God, in his grace, undeserved love, sent Jesus into the world to live a holy life in our place, to die on the cross to pay for our sins, and so that we might be his own and live under him in his kingdom. And you've learned that, Jesse, from, we confessed that passage together, the gospel in a sentence passage, John 3:16, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whoever believes in him should not perish but live forever. So yeah, you learned that in catechism class and from little on, that Jesus came to save every soul who has ever lived from the time of Adam and Eve to the end of the age. But now, how did the priceless blessings of Jesus, the precious benefits of his sinless life and innocent sufferings and death, which he won for everybody, become yours. The confirmation is a good time. It's always a good time, but especially on a confirmation Sunday for Christian young people, for all of God's people, really, to reflect back on and be reminded of the blessing of holy baptism. For you, Jesse, that happened 14 years ago, January 31st, 2007, the day after you were born. That's when God's Holy Spirit, in His grace, by the power of the Word, connected to the water, caused you to be born again, brought you into His holy family, blessed you with faith in Christ, and in effect entered you as a Christian runner in the race of faith that will lead eventually to the crown of life in heaven. And that leads us to the next thought of the sermon. Everything depends on God's grace. When it comes to, once you're in that race of faith, continuing to run it well, crossing eventually the finish line and winning the prize. So the same grace of Jesus that led him to come here into our world, to humble himself, to be our lowly servant, to do everything needed to make us right with God, that same grace, and only his grace and his help, is what enables us to keep on running a Christian race with endurance and perseverance all the way to the finish. That's the beautiful promise also that God gives you in your confirmation verse from James 4. He gives more grace. God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble. You know, the people of the world, they think they don't need God's grace. They don't even need Jesus. They don't need the blessings that come through Christ's life and death and resurrection. They don't need to be in touch regularly and faithfully with the Word of God. Confirmation is also a good time to be reminded, and for all of us to be reminded, that we too are tempted, like the world, to think along those lines, that after we've become children of God through our baptism, after we've gone through confirmation instruction, catechism class, to think that, well, now I can go it on my own. I don't need to be in touch with the Word of God. We can run the remaining portion of our race on our own strength and steam. Bible example of that in the Bible, I think you're all familiar with. It's Simon Peter. Remember how Jesus had lovingly counseled Simon Peter, urged him together with all the disciples, watch and pray lest you enter into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Peter, in his sinful pride, thinking he was strong enough to stay true to Jesus on his own steam, said, even if I have to die with you, I'll never disown you, Lord. He proudly boasted. Well, we know what happened in the courtyard of the high priest. Peter learned the hard way that he was not strong enough in his own strength to stay true to Jesus and ended up denying the Lord three times. And then later, by God's grace, brought back through repentance. But it's really important for all of us to be reminded of that, for Jesse to be reminded of whatever leg of the race that you're running as a Christian. Maybe it's the first lap you're just entering, like little children, as they're instructed by their children there or by their parents. They're in the first lap. Maybe you're on your third lap or the sixth, or maybe arriving at the last lap of your race. You need to pray the Holy Spirit to graciously bless us with the virtue of Christ-like humility that recognizes all along the way our vulnerability, our weakness, our spiritual need all through our life journey to have the Lord strengthen us. We are no match of ourselves against those formidable foes, Satan, the world, and our own flesh. We need to pray. Abide with your protection among us, Lord, our strength, lest world and Satan fell us. Get us off the racetrack, overcome at length. How? Through God's Word. Through things like Bible reading and Bible study, through hearing His Word faithfully at church or at home in private devotions, by faithful reception of the Lord's Supper, by diligent use, as you'll be promising in your vows in a few minutes, diligent use of the means of grace, that's the gospel and the word and in the sacraments. You can think of the means of grace, Jesse, as being like a gushing fountain or a spring that never gets used up. It just keeps on flowing from the Lord to you to benefit you in your faith life, or to use that illustration of a race, a marathon race, like the water bottles along the way that the runners, or the little glasses that help to keep them hydrated along their race path. It's through that message of God's Word, through His message of forgiveness, that's where our strength comes from. The knowledge that even though our sin abounds, God's grace abounds even more. The salvation Jesus won for us through His life and death, confirmed for us by His Easter morning resurrection. The Lord will use that to keep you hydrated spiritually, to supercharge your faith, bless you with the energy and the stamina that you require for running your race of faith well, enabling you to live your life to God's praise, to glorify Jesus with a life of good works done for His glory according to the Ten Commandments, to keep yourselves from the idols of the world and from the pollutions, the moral corruption of the world, so that you can say with Paul, I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. So may the Lord Jesus so bless you, Jesse, and bless us, everyone. May we each say, as Christian runners who've been entered in the race of faith, abide with richest blessings among us, bounteous Lord. Let us, in grace and wisdom, grow daily through your word. Abide, O faithful Savior, among us with your love. Grant steadfastness and help us to reach our home above. O may this bounteous God through all our life be near us, with ever joyful hearts and blessed peace to cheer us, and keep us in His grace, and guide us when perplexed, and free us from all ills in this world and the next. Amen. May the peace of God, which is able to protect you far more effectively than the human mind, guard your hearts and thoughts through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.